What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. I'm thriving shirt on, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about how narcissists take other people's stories and lives and make them their own. But like I said before, y'all, before we hop into today's episode, make sure to check out the self-love brand. I have on the I'm Thriving shirt for the thrivers out there. I love me, the self-love brand. Link is in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. But yes, y'all, yes. Narcissists will absolutely take other people's... a lot of narcissists lie. Compulsive, pathological lying. Liars. A lot of them are liars. Just lying from the time they wake up to the time they go to sleep. They start the day off with a lie. They end it by lying down lying. You see what I'm saying? Unless they sleep standing up, they lay down and they lie to you.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and... what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Like, I've had this happen so many times when I'm talking to people who've been in relationships with narcissists and toxic people and whatnot, where at the beginning of the relationship, the narcissist, or not even during the beginning, like it happens at the beginning a lot of times, but throughout the relationship, the narcissistic person will tell them these stories or about experiences that they've had and things like that. And it comes to find, they come to find out that it was a lie. Come to find out the whole experience or whoever they were dealing with, it's a damn lie. They will absolutely lie to your ass. They will. I feel like a lot of people don't get this part right here. They will look you directly into your face and lie to you about and tell you somebody else's experience was theirs. I just have a hard time connecting to others because my mom and my dad were together for 40 years and my mom cheated on my dad. So I have a problem trusting women. Come to find out the mom and dad, nobody ever cheated. That's one of their best friends' stories about their best friend's childhood. They just told you to get you to sympathize with them or get you to have some compassion for them or to get you to to get you to feel bad for them very early on into the relationship space. You see what I'm saying? They will absolutely do that, y'all. They will lie their asses off to get you to feel a certain type of way about them. They'll make up a story or take somebody else's story to get to connect to you more. Like if you tell them a story about how you had to move around a lot because your family was in the military or whatever, you'll tell them, or the armed forces or whatnot, you'll tell them something like that. And then all of a sudden, their family was in the military too. They understand that, they get it because they had to travel around the country or the world, whatever. They're military brats or whatever. Turns out they're not. Turns out they were just taking your story and matching your energy. Turns out they were lying. And y'all... let me tell you this right here, right now, before we get too deep into the video and y'all turn it off, like a lot of y'all don't watch it to the end. let me tell you this right here. If they tell you one of these lies and you find out, leave that. Y'all, why do y'all stay after that right there? I need to ask you a question. Ask yourself, why do I stay after I find out all of these lies? You see what I'm saying? I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. They were just nervous. Y'all, stop making excuses for them and ask yourself, why did you stay after you found out one of these lies, two of these lies, a lot of these lies? Why do you believe anything that they would say after that? You see what I'm saying? Don't make excuses for a toxic, narcissistic person, because when you start making excuses for them, they don't have to make them for themselves. Let me repeat that again. I just made it up. When you start making excuses for them, they don't have to make excuses for themselves. You see what I'm saying? If they tell you these big, fantastical lies or these stories or take other people's experiences, they'll keep doing it. And what happens is, it's just kind of like, I always reference this movie right here. It's a movie called Taking Lives with Ethan Hawke. And Ethan Hawke, was it Ethan Hunt? The guy from Training Day was messing with Denzel Washington. Ethan Hawke, and it might be Hunt. Ethan H., Angelina Jolie, and I think Bruce Willis is in it as well. Ethan Hunt, he plays the role of a he's like a guy, but he goes. I ain't gonna spoil the movie for you, but one of the people in the movie goes around taking other people's lives. They just do. They take other people's lives. They unalive somebody, and then they assume that person's experiences. They befriend the person, learn everything about them, and then take over their life. They unalive them, make them disappear, and then they take over their lives. The person who's unalive, their experiences become his experiences. So he just tells other people, other people's stories. He's like, oh yeah, this happened right here. You know, this happened right there. This is my story right here. They lie to you, y'all. They want to connect to you more, so they lie. And this is what happens, y'all. They go into, I say that to say this, because when they're in a relationship with you and they tell you these big ass lies about their experiences, guess what happens? They now take your experiences. If y'all break up, they take your experiences and pass them along to the next person as their own. So it's just like they're gaining more lies. The more people they deal with, the more experiences that they take, the more lies that they take, the more lies that they tell, they get better at it. If I'm with you for 5 years, we share a lot of unique experiences. You tell me your deepest, darkest secrets. Your deepest, darkest secrets now become my deepest, darkest secrets. You see what I'm saying? They will absolutely take over your life, take over your stories, take over the way that you live and the way that you operate. They absolutely will do that type of stuff, y'all. And they'll enjoy it. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they enjoy taking over somebody else's life? It's like I'm building a character. It's like playing. It's like a narcissist is playing a game with themselves and with the world. It's like, how many stories can I take? And how many experiences can I take and make my own? I talked to a lady, it was a couple of years ago, where she told her partner she told her partner that somebody in her family had cancer and they were really sick. And guess what happened? The narcissistic person's like, wow, I really feel bad for your person. And I didn't want to tell you this, but I also have that cancer. And of course, she felt bad for him. They connected more. But then she ended up talking to one of his family members and was asking, like, yo, yeah, I had to drop him off for his chemo or something like that today, his radiation, whatever he was getting. And the family member's like, radiation for what? He's like, oh, he has the cancer. Like, yeah, he got cancer. What are you talking about? He has this right here. He goes, what? Yeah, I think he just told you that because your family member had that. Wow. Lied about having cancer just to connect to somebody else. Yeah, he was going to, he was sick or he had something going on with it. It wasn't, all illnesses are serious to me, but he had something going on. We had to go to the doctor every week to get his medication or get his prescription filled every month or whatever. And he told her he had cancer, but he didn't. Lie. You see what I'm saying? Lie. Big lie. Huge lie. And of course, when she questioned him about it, of course, he started crying and just said, oh, I just wanted to connect to you. I didn't have anything else in common. You're so much further in life than I am. And I didn't know what to do. And I really like you. Come on, y'all. I'm just telling you, these people will lie their asses off. They will. They'll take other people's experiences or they'll create an experience. Sometimes they don't have to take somebody else's experience. They'll take bits and pieces and make their own. They create their own lives. They create their own experiences in situations like this. They don't have to take other people's. I can just make one up. Why do I have to take somebody else's experience if I can just make one up? You see what I'm saying? Why would I take somebody else's experience if I can just create one of my own? If I can just build, it's kind of like playing a video game and building a character again, y'all. I can build my own character. Do I do it by doing this? You see what I'm saying? They will just lie to you. They take other people's experiences because a lot of times you get a lot of narcissists. that are scared to live their own lives, who are super paranoid about failing, super paranoid, super just fear, the fear of rejection and failure. They feel like, well, it feels just as good to lie about the story than it would be, I guess, to actually achieve or actually do what happens in the story. Especially if it's a story of success and perseverance or something like that, that they can actually do if they put their minds to it. It's just easier to just lie about it. You know, it's just easier to lie about, you know, going to college or something. It is easier, y'all. It's absolutely easier. But that's what I'm just telling y'all. Like, if they lie to you, if you find out that they're taking other people's experiences, if you feel like they're just fabricating stories and lives around you, then y'all, it does fall into your life to take action against this person. Because the longer you stay with a toxic, narcissistic manipulator who creates these stories, the more confused and the more brain damage that will actually happen to you. Probably, you know, they gaslight the hell out of you. You don't know where the lie ends or the false experience ends and the truth begins. You know, and this is what I'm gonna end with this right here, y'all. That some narcissists will absolutely get into the space where they tell you, like I said, they take your experiences and they start telling other people your experiences as their own. Why y'all still together in a relationship? Why y'all actually? It doesn't have to be an intimate relationship, y'all. It can be a friendship. It can be a parent, friend, or whatever, you know, sibling, cousin, whoever it is. Online acquaintance. Somebody, they take people's experiences online. Somebody that they follow on Instagram did this. They'll just say, oh, I did that. Hey, guess what I did today? I did it. I accomplished this. You know what I'm saying? They will absolutely do that, y'all. So just be very wary of who you're listening to. Like I said, if they lie to you, y'all, if they lie to you now, in the beginning, they will continue lying to you. Don't have a relationship built on a foundation of lies. You know what I mean? Just don't do that. Because if you do that, if they tell you one lie in the beginning, why do you think they will tell you the truth later on? Just curious. Like, because you can't do anything about them lying. You can leave them. You can hold them accountable. But you have to do something about you and why you just tell. Like, okay, they told me this huge lie. Why am I going back into this space? You know, and I know some people take what I say as a victim blaming statement. That is not me victim blaming. That is me trying to help you wake up to understand this stuff right here. Like, you have to look at yourself in the situation. And like, I know you got lied to. You didn't understand that it was a lie. But once you get lied to, once you realize it, then you have to take action. Ask yourself that question. I know everybody's circumstances, the situation is different. Money, location, whatever it is. Just be safe, y'all. Don't let them lie. Don't let them lie to you for too long. Anyway, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Make sure you check out the Self-Love brand. I'm thriving. Like and subscribe for more. And of course, y'all, Mr. Hood is out. Peace. Thanks so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you check out my Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a Self-Love Journal. Help you rebuild their self-love and authenticity after a toxic relationship. Thank you.